Start your day of the Torah way in northwest London, Sunday, 3rd of Av, 31st of July, Rabbi Meir Eliyahu, Talmud Torah. This week's Torah has been sponsored by families Wiesenfeld and Wittenberg to celebrate the Bar Mitzvah of Dudi Wittenberg Nereyoye and Leschus Shraga Fivish Ben Elisheva Hinda Roberts Nereyoye, She Yiskel Refuah Shleimah Besoch Shoruch Ole Yisrael. Frozen.
Okay. It says Wi-Fi connected.
Yeah. Not again?
Yeah.
Switch off the side again.
Pleasure and honor for me to be here in London. I'll be honest with you, I don't feel so comfortable to talk in English. It's not my main language, and I never took at Chatay and Maskir Hayom, I never took the English classes so seriously. I guess next time, hopefully not next Gilgul, but probably you will find some mistakes. Ah, Lotto? We good? Mistakes doing the drasha, so I'm apologize from now. However, the topic that we will be discussed today, it's a fascinating one. Since I remember myself when I was young, I all the time look up high, up to the sky, and all the time I wondering what HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing up there since He created this universe. We came to this world to collect mitzvot. Chatov echol, chatov ebarich, alma den kebei ilula damya, iruvin daf nun dalet. The Gemara said this world is just like a wedding. We need to collect mitzvot, like mitzvot achnasat orchim, kuf yud bet, masechet kuf chav zayin, masechet shabbat, gdola achnasat orchim, yoter meakbalat pne shkina, mitzvot tzedaka, bedav zayin, masechet gitin, kuf nun vav, masechet shabbat, daf chet, tet, yud, yud alef, masechet baba batra. A lot of sources we have about them, highly mitzvah of Chazal talk so highly about this mitzvah of netinat tzedakah. Also, mitzvot gmilut chasadim, bedaf yudalid amut bet me masechet sota. There is so many kind of mitzvot creating so many kind of variety of credit up there. And we came to this world, obviously, to learn Torah, to collect mitzvot. Alma den kebei lula damyai, just like a wedding. When you go to the wedding, if you go in there and you sit and eat nicely, which all of us do, so what you need to do is just to eat nicely. They fill yourself. When you will come home, there is nothing there. It's like if you starve in there, it's because you didn't eat enough in the wedding. Ha'olam hazeh kmo chatuna. Ha'olam hazeh is just like a wedding, and we need to collect mitzvot. But what HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing up there since He created this world and amazing universe? What are you doing there? And it's always bothering me, this question. When I remember myself, I was a little kid and I all the time look in the sky and I wondering what HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing there. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu mezakeh oti and I make tshuva and I decide to start with Masechet Chagiga and then I moved to Masechet Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah bedaf gimel amud bet. I was super surprised to see that Chazal bring the schedule of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, exact schedule. What he doing every hour up there? And it was very surprising for me. I was sure it's a question with no answer. And apparently Chazal have answer, and they bring all the schedule. Zan mfaneset kulam, give parnasat to all the creatures that he create, and lomet Torah, learning Torah up there, and sha'ar revi'it mesachekim Leviathan. And I was surprised, mesachekim Leviathan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs good time, he needs entertainment, mesachekim Leviathan. It was so strange to me. מה זה משחק עם לוויתן? Free willy? הקדוש ברוך הוא משחק עם לוויתנים? Of course, הקדוש ברוך הוא is not in our mind. He's above and behind. We can't never understand him. And משחק עם לוויתן, it was so shocked for me. So I opened all the מפרשים. מראית עין של הרב חידה, פתח עיניים של הרב חידה, בני יהוידע ובניהו של מרן הבן איש חי, also Marsha, Agadot Shelo Shama, Biur Agadot, Ruach HaMushoel Shel Agaon Mivilna, no one gave us any reasonable explanations. They did, they wrote a very nice things, but according to the Kabbalah, Leviathan it's Yesod, and all these things that it's not eatable. I look something more eatable. I always say to my students, Torah ze lo sefer historia, it's not book of history, the Torah. The Torah is supposed to take all the things from the Torah, from the Gemara, from the Mishnah, the Zohar, the Midrashim. It's supposed to guide you to the right path. It's supposed to show you the way. This is why it's called Torat Chaim. It's a guider. It's like navigation. Al pen ishamer izaher asita avera, make a U-turn until you find your final. You got to final destination. Shifti bevet Hashem kol yamei chayai. It's supposed to give you tips and advices and the right advices and show you the way. Mitalchecha tanchotcha. ושוכבך תשמור עליך, ודווקא פאלף מסכת סוטה. So the Torah have amazing, it's amazing, amazing Torah supposed to show us the way how to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to uplift us, to be a better people, a better Jewish, ממלכת כהנים וגוי קדוש. We can't be like the old nations, לא כמו כל העמים בית ישראל. It's supposed to make us like an angel. I remember 3 times in the Shas. ירובין דף כף דלת במסכת שבת דף קוף יוד בית מסכת עבודה זרה יוד עמוד בית חזל אומרים שם על רבי חנניה בן בר חמה let din bar inish. We not like regular people. התורה make you to be somebody else, but you have to look every single article או גמרא או משנה או זוהר או סיפור בגמרא או סיפור בתורה. Everything you're supposed to understand how to take it to your own life and to your daily schedule. So to tell me that a Torah is Yesod, משחק עם לוויתן, it's too much. I need something more eatable. So I opened all the מפרשים, never found. And even though the Gemara said avav ממסכת מגילה, יגעתה ומצאת אמן, we have to look for it. Very good. And if you will look very, very good, הקדוש ברוך הוא will give you סייעתא דשמיא to find it, but I never did. So until one day I went to Monsi. I had very bad time back then. I was between jobs and I was homeless then. And my friend told me, in the meantime, come to Monsi to the Yeshiva to Or Sameach. I did. And in Monsi it was a very nice place. They host me so nicely. And I learned once again, this is the same Gemara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu playing with the web. And a friend of mine sat next to me, and he saw that I was upset. And he asked me, what's going on? So I told him, I never find any reasonable explanation to this Gemara. So he came and he said, let me look. He looked, he never find anything. Next to us, there was an old man. I want to believe it was Eliyahu HaNavi, but I don't think so. Because he looked for empty bottle in the garbage, so probably it's not Eliyahu HaNavi. Maybe Eliyahu Buzaglo or something, somebody else, but Eliyahu HaNavi, it wasn't Eliyahu HaNavi. But however, this guy came with an idea, and he told me, I want to share with you what I think about this Gemara. I was surprised what he can give me, this man. He looks like Am Haaretz, no Talmid Chacham. The Ben Ish Chai didn't give us a very reasonable explanation, something more eatable that we can lean on to take it to our life. He talk about highly, skyly, I don't know, Kabbalah thing, issues abstract, and we need something more easy for us. But I was surprised this old man gave us a very nice explanation. So I will share with you what was his explanation to this Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meshachek Im Leviathan. So I will put my own spices in the things, but I don't take the credit, it belongs to him. But I put my own spices in his explanation. However, he said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates two wills, male and female. This is a Gemara, obviously, but Daf Ayin Hei B'Masechet Baba Batra. Hagemara omeret shaKadosh Baruch Hu yatzar Leviathan zachar v'nekeva. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want that they will make a lot of kids and multiply, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu לא רוצה את זה. So the Gemara said HaKadosh Baruch Hu צינן את הלוויתן נקבה לעתיד לבוא. Obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu to לעתיד לבוא make a big huge dinner to all the tzadikim. קוף יוטט עמוד ב' במסכת פסחים, דף עיני מסכת בבא בתרא, והגמרא זוהר תולדות קוף למד וו. A lot of sources we have about this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to make a huge, nice dinner. Not everybody invite, but hopefully we will be there. And if you will look for me, probably I will be next to the Ben Ish Chai there. But if everyone could choose, hopefully, to be next to the tzaddik that he like, that he feels comfortable with, and he learned his own Torah. However, in this meal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to give us to eat from the Leviathan Nekeva, from the female. אז לעתיד לבוא אנחנו עתידים לאכול את הלוויתן נקבה. It's a little suspicious. I don't think suspicious is the right word. It's wondering. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us to eat לוויתן? לוויתן, it's not kosher even. It doesn't have קשקשים. שולחן ערוך יורד הסימן פי גימל. So how come we allowed to eat? I guess לעתיד לבוא, we allowed to eat, or maybe it's not the same לוויתן that we're familiar with. It's a different creature. However, so now the Leviathan, the male, is all by himself. And he's looking for a shidduch. He went to Shadchanim and he doesn't find. He goes to the seven seas and he doesn't find any shidduch. The Gemara said, Bedaf, Samech Gimel Amud Bet, Masechet Yevamot, Sharui Belo Isha, Sharui Belo Choma, Belo Torah, Belo Tova, Belo Simcha. You have no wife, you know, you miserable, you miss, you chatzi palga de gufa. It's not the same. And this, and also, he can't bring kids. He can't bring any kids. And the Gemara said also, נדרים בדף פי א', חזל אומרים שמה, שמי שאין לו בנים חשוב כמת, נכון? ראינו את זה גם בזוהר. זוהר בראשית כ"ד עמוד א', הזוהר כותב, אבא לי בנים ואימא אין מתה אנוכי. So he's miserable. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, who put him in this reality, in this miserable situation? Who put him in the corner that he cannot find any shidduch and he cannot bring children? And he's miserable. I did it. And because I did it, I need to make up for it. And this is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu play with the Leviathan every single day. Not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't need it. He's above and behind all this. It's just to teach us, to show us that if you messed up, go make for it, go make up for it. Try to metaken all the thing that you did. בן אדם לחברו, פי הימות בית במשנה מסכת יומה, עבירות שבן אדם לחברו אין יום הכיפורים מחפר. And we learn this from הקדוש ברוך הוא. And אם הקדוש ברוך הוא said, I'm sorry, I did a mistake to this well, every single day, 2 hours, the Gemara said, ביום ובלילה, שעה רגעית, הקדוש ברוך הוא play עם לוויתן, just to make up for it. אז למה הוא עשה את זה? Just to show us. If he said, I'm sorry, I make mistakes, obviously we need to admit when we're making mistakes. There is something very similar to this Gemara. דף סמך עמוד ב' מסכת חולין. דומה לזה קצת, בדף ת' יש בזה מקצת, ת' עמוד א' מסכת שבועות, זוהר בראשית בדף י' ח' זוהר אחרי מודפיים ת' וגם בזוהר פנחס, רש ממחת. בכל המקורות האלה, we see that הקדוש ברוך, the Gemara bring and the Zohar, פסוק. And the פסוק, there is a contradiction between the תחילת הפסוק לסוף הפסוק, from the beginning to the end, it looks like contradiction. וייצר השם אלוקים את האדם עפר מן האדמה, אחר כך, עוד לפני זה כתוב, וייצר את שתי המאורות הגדולים, המאור הגדול לממשלת היום, והמאור הקטון לממשלת הלילה ואת הכוכבים. So listen carefully, what the Pasuk said, וייצר השם אלוקים את שתי המאורות הגדולים, which is mean there is two big giant מאורות, the sun and the moon. ואחר כך the Pasuk said, את המאור הגדול לממשלת היום והמאור הקטון לממשלת הלילה. Come on. But you said שתי מאורות גדולים. How it's become גדול וקטון? We said שתי מאורות גדולים. So the Gemara explained it very nicely, and the Gemara said, ובהתחלה הם באמת היו the same size. But the Levana, Ayareach, the moon came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, אמרה לו, אי אפשר לשתי מלאכים שהשתמשו בכתר אחד. It can't be, it just can't be. Two kings with the same crown, it doesn't work. There is one position for one of us. It's there is no enough room, no enough space to both of us to be in the same position. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told her, maybe you forget, there is a Gemara in Sotah Bedaf Tet, כל הנותן אינו במה שלו שלו, גם מה ששלו לוקחים לו. למדנו את זה מהנחש קין, קורח בלעם, דואג החיתופל, גחזי אבשלום, אדוניהו זיהו, המן הרשע, שרצו לו קיבלו מה שבידם נטלו מהם. If you look on something that it's not belong to you, your punished will be that even while it's in your hand already, they take it from you. And the Gemara explained for everyone in this long list what's happened. I don't have so much time to explain everything, but you will open there and you will see it by yourself. גמלה באה למאה וקרנה, עודנה דאה ואולי נטלו מיני. הגמל רצה שיהיה לו קרניים, אוזניים שלא גם לקחו לו, כי הוא רצה שיהיה לו קרניים. So however, you see here our Kadosh Baruch Hu shrink the moon, and she became to be a very slow, very small. She was a giant, and she became to be a small. I hope you like the effects that I put here. So she became to be a small, very, very small. And then she started to cry. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked her, what's happened? Why are you crying? So she said, בגלל שאמרתי דבר הגון לפניך, I was right. Up there is one God, right? שמע ישראל, הוויה אלוקנו אחד. He's a one God. Down here in this earth, it's just to be, it has to be similar. One ma'or, או אני, או השמש. אי אפשר לשתי מלאכים בכתר אחד. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told her, this is what you mean, for my kavod, not for your kavod? I'm so sorry. So she said, okay, so I can go back to original size that I had? He said, די, את אשר נחתם בטבעת המלך אין להשיב, מה שהוצאתי מהפה שלי אחור לא ישוב ריקם, stay in your side. She started to cry. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, אביהו כפרה עליי על שמיעטתי את הירח. זה מה שאנחנו קוראים בראש חודש. It was 2 days ago, in ראש חודש, we write עליית רביעי. וברשי חודשכם תקריבו לה, לאדוני פרים בנבקר שניים, ואיל אחד כבשים בני שנה, שבעה תמימים. אחר כך כתוב שמה, זאת עולת חודש בחודשו לחודשי השנה, עושי רעיזים אחד, חטאת לאדוני. על מי החטאת? להוויה. מי החוטא? הוויה. גוואלד. אמר אביי, דף סמך עמוד בית חולין, אלמלא מקרא כתוב אפשר לאומרו, הוויה חוטא? מי מביא חטאת? ראינו בגמרא בי"ב עמוד בית, we saw it in י"ב עמוד בית מסכת שבת, אמר רבי ישמעאל, אני אקרא ולא יתה, קרא ואיתה ביום השבת, וכתב על פנקסו כשיצא השבת, כשיבנה בית המקדש, אביא חטאת שמנה. חטאת bring a sinner, somebody that is sin, make a sin, מביא חטאת. הקדוש ברוך הוא make חטאת, הוא סיר עיזים, אחד, חטאת להוויה, הוויה חוטא? We can't even say it. You will see in the מוסף של ראש חודש, אומרים, מפי כבודך כאמור. אתה אמרת שחטאת. We never said it. אבל זה מה שאתה אמרת. So the Gemara said there is two Gemarot now. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu tried to make up and admit on his own sins, כביכול. One of them is the Gemara with the well, שהוא משחק עם לוויתן, and one of them is the Gemara with the moon, that הקדוש ברוך הוא כביכול חטא ואומר אביהו כפרה עליי. This is how I understand the Gemara, there is 6 times in the Shas, ראש השנה דבר, קידושין דף נ', בבא בתרא מ"ח, תכין כ"א ובמות ק"ו. שהגמרא אומרת שמה, שמי שאומרים לו, somebody they came to him to told him, come, shake lulav, I don't want. Come, put tefillin, I don't want. You don't want, so we'll bring our people, אנשי שלומנו, שתי חזקים מעם ישראל, תופסים אותו ומרביצים לו. תניח תפילין, I don't want, you don't want, מרביצים לו, עד שיומר רוצה אני. This is how it goes. וכשהוא אומר, טוב, טוב, מרביצים לו, טא, 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 והוא אומר, טוב, טוב, אוקיי, I'm sorry, I will do it. We told you that you want to do it, so do it. The Rambam explained it very nicely. Rambam, הלכות גירושים פרק ב' הלכה חף, כותב הרמב״ם, he doesn't want you put him in the corner, you force him to do things that he doesn't want. The Rambam say he won't, he doesn't, you force him, he won't. So how it goes? The Rambam explained it so nicely that every one of us and every Jew want to do Retzon HaBorei Baruch Hu. There is a covers of Midot Ra'ot, of Klipa Ra'ah, of Rechev Ra'ah. You take off all the layers, all makam, all klipa, all klipa. Shehu omer, ani rotze, ani rotze, hu be'emet rotze. This is how the Rambam explained it. There is question on this explanation. There is Ma'arik, Rabbi Yosef Kolon, Siman Samech Gimel, Chabot Yair, Siman Unei. I don't have time to open it, to open this link. But however, you see how it's amazing Gemarot, two Gemarot, they explain us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu admit, when I need to bring Korban, as Tavi Korban, and I said, if you don't want to give Korban, marbitzim lo, ad sheyavi Korban. Lama? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu said aviu kapara alai, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu admit that he need to bring Korban, you feel yourself that you're more than HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So they eat you, they punch you until you minimum lo tiyeh em kupun dekait, you minimum like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, aviu kapara alai al shemiyatet it hayareach. You have to be similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have obligation to take from this two Gemarot for our life, to go in the path, on the way of God. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu admit, you have to admit on your sin also. There is two fascinated Gemarot. Kuf Lamed Gimel Masechet Shabbat, Yudalit Amud Bet Masechet Sota. The Gemara bring there that we have obligation to follow in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not the same Gemara, it's completely different. Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Bet le'inyan amidot shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma'u rachum tiyeh rachum, ma'u chanun tiyeh chanun, ma'u erech hapayim tiyeh erech hapayim. You have to be similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and try to be the most similar that you can. This is the only way to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki kedusha nidbeket bekedusha, klipa nidbeket beklipa. Ve'en klipa nidbeket bekedusha. And if you want to get kirvat Hashem litov, you have to fix your midot. And every single step that you fix in more and more your midot, you get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is how the Zohar explained it so nicely. Zohar lech lecha da fein chet. That Avraham Avinu want to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, lech lecha me'artzecha, lech lecha. You want to get closer to me, I'm not up there. I'm not outside. I'm not there. I'm inside here. Lech lecha. Go inside to yourself, try to fix yourself, and then you get closer and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how we do it? We have to just follow in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if he admit, you have to admit also. And if he said, I make a sin, I want to make up for it, you have to just to do the same. And the Gemara said, Sham Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Bet Masechet Shabbat L'Inyan Amidot, Yudalit Amud Bet Masechet Sota L'Inyan Amasim, Ma'u Kover Metim Tikvor Metim, Ma'u Malbish Arumim Talbish Arumim, Ma'u Ma'achil Re'evim Ta'achil Re'evim, Ma'u Mashke Tzmeim Tashke Tzmeim. So in this Gemara we see, L'Inyan Amidot, L'inyan ha-ma'asim, that you need to go in the way of God, of the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be just like Him. This Gemarot, it's halacha psuka. It's not just idea, abstract idea, no. It's halacha psuka three times in the Rambam. הלכות דירות פרק א' הלכה ו' הלכות עבדים פרק ט' הלכה י' ד' הלכות מגילה פרק ב' הלכה י' ז' ספר המצוות מצווה ח' החינוך הולך as always following to the Rambam ת' ר' י' ד' בספר החינוך יש לנו obligation to go in this midot. It's also Zohar. הקדמת הזוהר בדף י' עמוד א', ראיתי את זה גם בזוהר הקדושים, בדף פ"ה עמוד א', there is זוהר חדש ק"ח עמוד א', a lot of sources, הערכתי בזה בשו"ת שלי, שו"ת מרכבות תרגמן, חלק ב', יורד דעה, סימן קו ו', אותה א', ב', ג', ד', ושם הבאתי הרבה מקורות, a lot of sources that we have obligation to follow in הקדוש ברוך הוא. So right now, you have two of these Gemarot, they force us to go, if you want to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to follow in the midot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if he said, I'm sorry, I did mistake, we have to admit that we make mistake. And maybe it's connect us in a way to these days, Tishat Hayamim, that we never admit that we're not good enough. We have to admit we're not good enough. We can squeeze ourselves more in Avodat Hashem. And we have to admit that we're wrong. We have to admit that we're wrong. Ineni mishpat itach al omrech lo chatati. HaKadosh Baruch Hu upset that somebody is stubborn and he doesn't want to admit that he's wrong. This is what happened with Korach. Korach convinced himself so hard that he's right until he saw the ground open. And he still insists that he right. עד שחזל אומרים בדף יוטט במסכת עירובין, רשעים אפילו על פתחה של גיהינם לא חוזרים בתשובה. They doesn't want to admit they wrong. And בית המקדש נחרב על שנאת חינם. מסכת יומא בדף תת, חזל אומרים שמה, בית ראשון נחרב על גילוי עלויות שפיכות דמים עבודה זרה, שזה כמובן איסור מדאורייתא, יהרג ואל יעבור, שולחן ערוך סימן קנ"ז ביורה דעה, וכמובן זה גמרא בפסחים כ"ה עמוד א', אבל בית שני נחרב על שנאת חינם, ללמדך ששקולה שנאת חינם לשלושת העבירות הכי חמורות של בתורה. וממילא, אם אנחנו, if we want to be נגאלים once again, we want to see in our days, not in our sons and grandsons, we want in our days, we want to see the salvation, the Mashiach, the Bet HaMikdash Nifna, we have to go in the path of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to admit we're wrong. We can squeeze ourselves, we can take out of ourselves much more. And we a lot of time make a discount to out. Adam Karov etzel atzmo, to ourselves. You know, he understand me, I don't have to, it's Hasidut only, it's not for my Madrega. And you don't realize how much you miss. And you have to squeeze yourself and to admit that you can be better. The Gemara in the Yerushalmi, Masechet Yoma Bedaf Dalet Amud Aleph, the Gemara said, Kol dor shelo nichrav, lo nivna bet hamikdash beyamav, ma'ale alav hakatuv keilu hu echrivo. A lot of books said, ma'ale alav keilu nichrav beyamav. But the Gemara said, ma'ale alav keilu hu echrivo. In the concept, it's the same thing. Ma'ale alav keilu hu echrivo. So we have to realize, and actually to take it to our heart, that it's like אנחנו החרבנו את בית המקדש. It's our fault. Now, don't think, no, it's because this חילוני, because this guy. It's me, and you, and him. And if together we try to be a better and to admit, הקדוש ברוך הוא מעביר ראשון, איזה גמרא. יומא דף פ"ז, מסכת ראש השנה בדף י"ז, הגמרא אומרת, כל המעביר על מידותיו, מעבירים לו על כל פשעיו. If you admit, הוא נושא עוון ועובר על פשע. למי נושא עוון? למי שעובר על פשע. לכן אנחנו צריכים to admit, לא כמו אדם הראשון. הגמרא said, when הקדוש ברוך הוא קריאת אדם הראשון, he was beautiful, and חווה was even more beautiful than אדם הראשון. דף נ"ח במסכת, בבא בתרא, חז"ל אומרים, יפה הייתה, שתי צמות קלה לה, קישט אותה 24 קישוטים. ירובין דף י"ח עמוד ב' It's unbelievable, she was amazing. בדף נ"ח במסכת בבא בתרא, גמרא describes very nicely how beautiful was חווה. כל אנשים כקוף בפני שרה, שרה כקוף בפני חווה. So she was beautiful, and אדם הראשון was also perfect. יציר כפיו של הקדוש ברוך הוא. But when הקדוש ברוך הוא came and asked him, אייכה, what's going on with you? Why are you hiding? Who are you scared of? And he said, האישה אשר נתת עמדי, היא נתנה לי מן האצבע אוכל. He did mistake. He was wrong. He should said, I'm sorry. I ate, you told me not to. I did, I'm sorry, never again. And he said, he blamed his wife. This is very easy to blame our wife. We're familiar with this, to blame our wife. Why you don't come into the shul? My wife, I need to take care of the kids, to take care of the house. It's very easy to take your problem, to put it on some other person, הסעיר המשתלח, שילך כנגד כל העוונות שלך. But it doesn't work like this. It doesn't work like this. הקדוש ברוך הוא said, you not admit? You should admit. I said I make mistake. And you blame some other? הקדוש ברוך הוא מאס בו. מאס בו. כפוי טובה, חזל קוראים לו. דף עמוד ב' מסכת. היא עמוד א' למטה, היא עמוד ב' למעלה. מסכת עבודה זרה, אדם הראשון כפוי טובה היה. אבל דוד המלך, when נתן הנביא came and he show him that he make mistake על מה שהוא לקח את בת שבע, דוד המלך admit and said, I'm sorry, I admit, חטאתי להשם. מיד מקבל SMS, נתן הנביא בוויז'ן, and he said, גם השם העביר חטאתך לא תמות. So he admit, he was just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they admit that he make mistakes, Hashem העביר חטאתך לא תמות. So if you decide to be stubborn, like Korach, or like Adam הראשון, or like Shaul המלך, שבמקום to admit, yes, I make a sin, לא יקימותי דבר השם, he said, this צון, להקריב להשם אלוקיך. הקדוש ברוך הוא מאס באדם הראשון, מאס בשאול המלך, מאס בקורח, אבל if you decide to be easy going, to admit, it's fine, we human be, we make mistakes, it's completely fine. Take yourself a new path in Avodat Hashem. It's completely fine to make mistakes. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu choose you, and like שכתוב על דוד המלך, בחר בו וזרוע אחריו, והוא עתיד להיות משיח צדקנו. Because he was similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when he make mistakes, we admit. So, in these times, when we just a few days to Tisha B'Av, we want the Bet HaMikdash Yibaneh Mechadash, and the only way it's to metaken tamasim. This is the only way, and not he, and not she, and not them, it's me. Everyone will look on his own, in his own path, and try very hard to fix himself, to be the better, the best that he can, especially when he's coming soon, Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaKippurim. We need a lot of zchuyot, a lot of credit up there, and it's a beautiful time to take on yourself to be a better Jewish, to be a better person, to be a better Abba, a better husband, to take yourself the best that you can in Avodat Hashem, and not to give yourself a lot of discount and different explanations why you not. Try to do, and Abba Litaer, Daf Lamedchet Amud Bet, Memasechet Yoma, Abba Litaer, Misayin Beyado. So, this is the time that I got. F hour, I would like to stay here and talk more than that, but the time is over, game over, that's it. But I wish you all the best, ובעזרת השם הקדוש ברוך הוא will give us ברכה והצלחה שנראה במשיח צדקנו במהרה בימינו אמן.
אמן.
Well, it's our Rosh Chodesh collection for those of you who are able to help with the expenses of Tzolk'in.
That's the main thing. That's the main thing. He said he wants to know how to do the whistle.